Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Meg. Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. We've got an interesting study we're going to talk about this week, dealing broadly with the area of anxiety. We haven't talked about mental health in a while. Just by way of background, general anxiety disorder, something that we see a fair amount of in general practice, characterized often by excessive worry, anxiety symptoms that are difficult to control. We often turn to medications, but there's good evidence that supportive therapy and counseling for the right type of anxiety can be enormously beneficial. The 12-month and lifetime prevalence rates are estimated to be about 2% and about 4%, respectively. Anxiety, 2 to 3 times more common in women than it is in men. Often, patients with general anxiety have other comorbid psychiatric diagnoses that need to be investigated. Again, I'd mentioned the supportive therapy, lots of different kinds of therapy out there. I think the evidence is most compelling for some combination of cognitive behavioral therapy. That seems to be the most focused. So then we get to drug therapy, and there are, classically, we've used the benzodiazepines and tricyclic antidepressants. We clearly have moved away from both of those, now using the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs, and also norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. But the question at hand today is the combination, and Mark, I have to tell you, I'm going to use the trade name here because the chemical names here are fairly complicated. The question is the combination of Lunesta and Lexapro safe and effective in the management of this generalized anxiety disorder and insomnia? Clearly, these two conditions, insomnia and general anxiety disorder, for obvious reasons, tend to hang together. Can we use these two drugs? And you're going to talk us through a study that was published in the Archives of General Psychiatry this year.
That's right. Anxious patients often don't sleep well, and it makes sense to consider treatment targeted at both of those problems in these folks. And you mentioned 2 to 4% lifetime prevalence. It's actually even higher among those patients we see in our practices, those patients seeking care, because they often have comorbid physical symptoms that present as anxiety. In this study, the researchers identified 595 adults who met the standard DSM criteria for generalized anxiety disorder and insomnia. Insomnia was defined as taking more than 30 minutes to fall asleep and sleeping less than 6.5 hours at least 3 times a week. All the patients had a baseline score of at least 20 on the Hamilton Anxiety Scale, which is a standard score used in research quite a bit. All the subjects were given Lexapro 10 milligrams at bedtime, and they were also randomized to get either 3 milligrams of Lunesta or a matching placebo at bedtime for 8 weeks. And then they had 2 more weeks where all patients continued to get Lexapro, but they all got placebo, in order to look at the rebound and withdrawal effects of stopping the Lunesta. Outcomes were blindly assessed, and they had really good follow-up, 94% of subjects for 10 weeks. And using intention-to-treat analysis, subjects receiving both Lexapro and Lunesta had significantly reduced sleep latency. They fell asleep in 11 minutes versus 25. And they also had an increase in total sleep time, 61 versus 35 minutes, respectively. 63% of the subjects getting both drugs had at least a 50% improvement in their HAM score, their anxiety score, compared with only 49% in the control group, so that's a number needed to treat of about 7. Patients with more severe anxiety tended to benefit more from the dual therapy, and overall they didn't find any difference between the groups in terms of quality of life or disability scores, but those are fairly broad, non-specific measures, and you often don't see much of a change in 10 weeks. They also found that after they abruptly stopped the Lunesta, there was no significant rebound insomnia during that final two-week period, and the discontinuation rates due to adverse events were similar in both groups. So bottom line is that the co-administration of Lunesta and Lexapro appears to be safe and is more effective for sleep than Lexapro alone, as well as for the treatment of generalized anxiety disorder. You know, for practical purposes, remember, this was patients that had significant insomnia as well as anxiety disorder, so I don't think we necessarily need to start this on all of our patients with anxiety. On the other hand, if someone is not doing well or is having significant insomnia, it's an option to consider.
Interesting. I mean, just a couple of things point that I'm wondering about. The first is I mean, most of us have been taught to use sleeping aids for short periods. They used them for 8 weeks. Now, admittedly, they didn't have any rebound after, but I wonder how many of these patients ended up either physiologically or psychologically being dependent on these meds to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, it's not an. We don't know the long-term follow-up, and you know, certainly at this point, I think doing it for 8 weeks or even less than 8 weeks would be prudent, and to stop at that point. You know, again, the psychological, you know, addiction, if you will, was not measured. Simply the physiologic, you know, response, right, the sleep rebound, and yeah, that's absolutely a concern. And the cost. I mean, this is not trivial. These are probably a few hundred dollars for a couple months of Lunesta, at least.
Right.
I would guess those are very expensive drugs. So, again, not for everybody. I think, you know, primarily for those people who have more severe anxiety and who also have significant insomnia. You know, that's the subgroup where we may want to consider this.
You know, the other thing is not to to joke about this, because I know it is a serious condition for people that are afflicted, but if I understood you correctly, you said that the Lexapro and the Lunesta significantly reduced the sleep latency period from about 25 minutes for those that were taking the Lexapro alone to 11 minutes. So you better make sure that you're in bed and ready to go to sleep. 11 minutes is pretty quick to go to sleep.
Yeah, it actually, you know, as I'm looking at this, it actually was 25 minutes faster than the baseline compared to 11 minutes faster than the baseline. And so, you know, we don't have what their baseline was. It was more than 30 minutes in many cases. But, yeah, it knocked them out pretty quickly. They want to be near bed.
Exactly.
But,
well, good. I'm not ready for bed, but I know what I need to do if I need to go to sleep quickly.
You know, another question is, obviously, you know, is this specific to Lexapro and Lunesta? Probably not. I don't know of other similar studies of this duration, but there's no reason to think that these would be, there's anything, you know, special about Lunesta and Lexapro compared to other SSRIs or other, you know, sleep meds.
Right. I mean, one wonders if the Lexapro and the Lunesta were both manufactured by the same company.
You would have to think.
Right, exactly. Easy to find out, but I didn't look it up. Anyways, well, thanks for an interesting study, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good. Take
Excellent.
Care.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.